You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Iraqi special forces have moved more than 1,000 people from villages near the front lines of the battle to retake the Islamic State-held city of Mosul and surrounding areas, where the UN says militants have committed a number of atrocities in recent days. During his Angelus address on Sunday, Pope Francis expressed his closeness and solidarity with those affected by the fighting and called for prayers. Meanwhile, humanitarian aid agencies in Iraq, including CAFOD and Catholic Relief Services, have been working to assist those affected by the violence. Hani El Mahdi, CRS Director for Iraq, spoke with Vatican Radio's Christopher Wells about relief efforts in the country.
Catholic Relief Services, CRS, we started our work in northern Iraq in response to the ISIS emergency taking over Mosul in the summer of 2014. Since then, working with sister agencies like CAFOD and Caritas Iraq, we have been able to serve so far more than 150,000 of internally displaced people as a result of this crisis and the other conflicts that are going on in Iraq.
Now, in recent days, Iraqi government and Kurdish forces have launched an offensive against ISIS militants in the country. Has that affected your work at all in Iraq?
Yeah, this offense, we have been preparing for it for some time by basically staffing up volunteers and staff in order to be ready to receive additional huge number of internally displaced people or IDPs from Mosul in particular. So yes, on the top of all the assistance that we have been doing so far, now we have to scale up in order to respond to this anticipated new wave of displacement.
Can you tell us a little bit in specific terms, what are the needs of the people in Iraq, and what are you guys doing to be able to help them in this situation, in this crisis?
Well, when the displacements happen, usually people would need like immediate assistance in the beginning, and that's what we have been providing so far, including shelter, water and sanitation, household items, kitchen materials, blankets, what we call winterization items, because with the coming winter in Iraq, winter can be brutal for those IDPs, so winterization item, cash assistance. But as their plight continues and protracts, they will start need other assistance, particularly children need education. And this is what we have been providing to those IDPs who have been now more than 2 years in their displacement.
So you're talking about both short-term relief efforts and more longer-term strategies to assist these people?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And what is the perspective, or what do you anticipate as in the way of needs in coming days and in the future? What do you see as the future for the country in coming days and weeks?
In the immediate future, we have two huge humanitarian issues. Number one is the new displacements coming from Mosul. But at the same time, we have current load of like protracted, you know, while Mosul is getting, of course, the most concern, but there are other ongoing humanitarian situations, like in Kirkuk, like in Amirat al-Fallujah. You got thousands of IDPs stranded in those areas wanting immediate assistance. On the top of that, you have about more than 3 million IDPs in the country who still need assistance, in particularly during the coming weather because of their protracted displacement. So, for the as always in Iraq, you will find multiple levels of needs between short-term, immediate, and long-term needs happening at the same time, depending on the geography and where exactly in Iraq.
That was CRS Director for Iraq, Hani El-Mahdi speaking there to Vatican Radio's Christopher Wells.